wife says that I never buy her flowers, but I didn't even know she sold flowers.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Recently, I told the story of my high school classmate, Gordon Utes. We were both a handful for our teachers, and Gord got kicked out of just about every Bible college in Canada before marrying Jenny and having three kids. He sent them to church thinking they could find something in God that he hadn't. He had all the success and toys a guy could want, but an ice-cold marriage. By 48, he was an alcoholic in the throes of divorce, blaming God, bitter and angry. One night, he called out, asking God to show up. Then he opened a book and read one word, forgiveness. His heart seemed to stop, and a voice seemed to say, "If you ask for forgiveness, I will forgive you." Big, tough Gord began to weep, thinking, how could a righteous, holy God offer this arrogant, rebellious, sinful man anything other than judgment? But he prayed, "Forgive me, God," and for the first time it was real. "Tell someone," he thought. So he searched the yellow pages, randomly picked a church, and found himself speaking to the same pastor who came into his furniture store the last time he asked God to show up. Tears flowed again as they talked and prayed, and Pastor Glenn showed him that there's nothing we can do to make up for a lifetime of sin and guilt, but accept God's gift of new life and live with gratitude. One thing still festered. Gord found it impossible to forgive his wife. "As I read the Bible and got to know Jesus better," he says, "I saw myself in a new light. For more than 30 years I did the same thing to God, rejecting and rebelling, yet he offered me forgiveness. I fought for months, battling anger and self-righteousness, until God finally brought me to the place where I could forgive Jenny and ask her forgiveness for not loving her unconditionally." Gord began to pray, not for reconciliation, but that she too would know Jesus. With their daughter planning her marriage, they spent a little time together, and Gord said, "Jenny, if there's even a glimmer of hope for us to be reunited, I'm all for it." But she was in a new relationship now and had no interest. On a fishing trip, Gord and his older brother Stan prayed for each other's families. Stan insisted on asking God to restore Gord's marriage. "There's no hope," said Gord. But Stan continued to pray. When Gord's flight landed back in Winnipeg, he rode down the airport escalator looking for his son, who was there to pick him up. Instead, to his amazement, there stood Jenny with a sign, "There is a glimmer." He couldn't believe it. Soon she told him of the night she tossed and turned, then finally surrendered to God and asked for forgiveness. It was the very same day his brother Stan had been praying for her. 6 months later, the two were remarried in the church where people had prayed for 2 years for this miracle to take place. Today, God in his mercy has redeemed this family, and Gord and Jenny are enjoying 9 grandkids. Wow. Gord has taught Sunday school for 12 years and often speaks at churches or camps. You know, I don't say this word often, but that's awesome. When you sit in high school, you don't think it's possible that God could get a hold of you or the wild kids seated around you. "It still amazes me," says Gord, "how God can find and use someone who was lost for so long. From the moment I surrendered my will to him, I have known without a doubt that I am forgiven and valued as a son." I love that story. Don't stop praying, my friend. Let's take care of the possible and trust God for the impossible.
On this side of eternity, every gift we receive will one day fade away, except one. The gift of salvation lasts forever. Through Laugh Again, that message of lasting joy is reaching hearts all over the world. As 2025 wraps up, would you help us keep that hope ringing into the new year? Every gift, no matter the size, makes a difference. Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.